Hello, everyone. I'm very glad that we have this special gathering today. We can invite some friends who are not here very often.
那刚刚我们领会的弟兄已经有一次要求说，如果你是第一次来到我们当中的，请你举起手来。
So just before our presider has asked, if you are new here, please raise your hand.
那我不知道我们弟兄要求的是你在不在啊。
I don't know when he made that request whether you were here.
如果你不在的话，我再给你一次机会。
If you weren't present, I'm giving you an opportunity again.
我们当中有没有不常来的，或者是今天真的是你第一次来到我们当中的朋友们，我们请你把你手举起来。
Are there any friends here who don't come often and or who are here for the first time?
我看见后面还有两位，真的我欢迎你们。
I see that there are two in the back. I truly welcome you.
因为我想每一次这样的机会都是神的恩典。
Because I believe every time we can gather together, this is God's grace.
那我今天要与大家分享的题目是跨越时空的拯救。
Today I want to share with you a topic, which is salvation beyond space-time.
跨越时空的拯救。
Salvation that steps beyond space-time.
你听听有什么感觉？
How do you feel if you listen to this topic?
有没有电影大片的感觉？
Do you feel like this is a movie title?
最近有一个战争大片。
Recently, there has been a war film in the movies.
是根据二战时候真人真事改编的。
This was based on a true story from the Second World War.
那在北美一个非常专业的影评机构里面得了7项提名。
So a very famous North American Film Critics Organization actually gave this movie 7 nominations.
就有可能在明年的奥斯卡奖里面也得到同样的提名。
So perhaps this movie will also get Oscar nominations.
我们当中有没有人知道电影名字叫什么？
Do you know the name of this movie?
没有人知道。
Anyone?
叫 Hacksaw Ridge.
This movie's name is Hacksaw Ridge.
翻译成中文叫血战钢锯岭。
I'll just say Hacksaw Ridge.
那我是上个周日晚上顶风冒雪去看的。
So last Sunday, I braved rain and snow to watch this film.
非常值得看的一部电影。
It's a real film really worth watching.
那电影的主人公叫 Doss。
So the main character, the protagonist of this film, is his name is Doss.
那成长在一个基督徒的家庭里面。
He grew up in a Christian family.
那因着他的信仰，因着他从小的经历，他在神面前跟神发誓。
So he made a vow based on his beliefs and his background.
他说：“一生无论发生什么事，我都不杀人。”So
he said to God that no matter what would happen,
他说：“我要救人。”I
will not kill anyone. I will only save people.
那后来，太平洋战争爆发。Then
World War II broke out.
那他像其他年轻人一样就报名参军。And
like other young people, he went and enlisted in the army.
那因着他这样的信仰，所以他在新兵训练的时候，他拒绝摸枪。
So because of his beliefs, he refused to touch any guns.
而且他告诉他的长官，告诉他的战友说，我不想杀人。
So he told his comrades and his commanding officer, I'm not going to kill anyone.
所以他这种做法就在他的战友当中被显得格格不入。
So among his comrades, this just seemed ridiculous.
所以他的长官非常讨厌。
His commanding officer hated him.
那战友也想方设法欺负他。
His comrades also thought of ways to ridicule him.
那他们有一个共同的目的，就想把道斯从军队里面赶出去。They
all wanted to just kick Doss out of the army.
那他的长官对所有的士兵当着道斯的面讲说，千万不要期望道斯在战场上救你们，因为他不想杀人。His
commanding officer told everyone, "Don't expect Doss to save you in war because he will not kill anyone."
那他有一个战友对道斯讲说，这根本就不是信仰的问题，你就是一个懦夫。
Even one of his comrades told him, this is not because of your belief, you're just a coward.
那无论战友还或者是长官怎么对待他，他都咬牙坚持。
No matter how his officer or his comrades treated him, he still insisted.
甚至最后为此上了军事法庭，他也没有放弃他的坚持。
He never gave up on his faith, even after he went to court.
后来他就成了一名医护兵。
Later, he became a medical officer.
然后和他的战友被派到冲绳岛。
And then he was sent to Okinawa.
参加了冲绳岛战役。
And they had a military campaign there.
那冲绳岛战役在历史上被称为二十世纪最惨烈的战役。
And this military campaign was known as the worst.
那在这场战役里面有将近双方有二十万的人受伤。
There were over 200,000 on both sides injured and killed.
那道士和他的战友就被派去攻占日本人占领的冈聚岭。
And then his army unit was sent to fight against the Japanese at Hacksaw Ridge.
那在战场上，道士依然是坚持不携带武器。
And still, Doss insisted not carrying any weapons to war.
随身只携带医疗用品。
He only carried medical supplies with him.
那这个在众人眼中原本被看为懦夫的人。
This man, who was seen as a coward in front of everyone,
没想到在战场上会奋不顾身地救护他的战友。
He disregarded his own life to save the lives of those around him in battle.
那影片中有一段非常感人的情节。
So in this movie, there was a very touching scene.
那讲到的是美国人已经攻上这个冈聚岭。
It's when the Americans already started attacking.
但是遭到日本人的这个疯狂反扑。
But they were fiercely repulsed by the Japanese.
所以所有的美国人不得不撤下这个高地。
So the Americans had to retreat from this higher ground.
但是道士却选择一个人留下来。
But Doss himself chose to stay.
因为他要救他那些受伤的战友。
Because he wanted to save his wounded comrades.
说我们想想当时的情形哈。
So let's think about that scenario.
因为炮弹像雨点一样落在高地上。
Doss alone was on that elevated piece of land.
那道士是孤身一人。
He was all by himself.
没有携带枪支。
He didn't have a gun with him.
而且要在死人的堆里面找那些还依然存活的战友。
And he was looking through the dead for those who were still alive.
他要非常的小心，不让高地上的日本人发现。
He had to be very careful not to be discovered by the Japanese.
于是他向神祷告，求神帮助他。
So he prayed to the Lord that God would help him.
那每当他救下一个人，他就跟神祷告说，求神让他再救一个。
Every time he saved one comrade, he would pray that God would help him save another.
那在随后的十多个小时里面，他一个人居然救下了75个人。
So in just how many hours?
More than ten hours,
he saved 75 people.
几乎是一夜的时间，他不停地在救人。
So in the time of a night, he was continually saving people.
那在这75个人中间，甚至有他的敌人日本人。
Among these 75, there were even those among his enemy, the Japanese.
那直到最后，他被日本人发现，所以他不得不也自己撤下高地。
Later, he had to retreat because he was discovered by the Japanese.
这个原本在战友眼中被看为懦夫的人。
This man who was seen as a coward.
那就成为所有这些战友的守护神。
He became a patron saint for all those in battle.
那等到最后美国人要反攻的时候，所有的战友都要求道士与他们同去。
And after that, whenever they went into battle, all his comrades requested that he would go along with them.
因为他的战友都知道说，无论发生什么，道士都会奋不顾身地把他们从伤亡当中救下来。
Because his comrades now knew, no matter what happened, he would be sure to save them.
这不是电影杜撰出来的情节，这是真人真事。
This wasn't a crafted plot of the movie, but this was based on a true story.
战争结束以后，道士成了英雄。
Doss became a war hero after the war.
他是美国首位获得最高荣誉勋章的反战人士。
He was an anti-war veteran, and he was awarded many medals.
1945年10月，他从杜鲁门的手中接过美国国会荣誉勋章。
In 1945, he received a gold honorary medal for his bravery from President Truman.
成为美国历史上二战中最伟大的英雄。
He became the greatest hero in American history during the Second World War.
那1962年，他又代表二战军人接受美国总统肯尼迪的接见。
In 1962, he also represented World War II veterans to meet President Kennedy.
他也是世界上唯一一个没有杀过人的战争英雄。
He's also the only war veteran in the whole world to never have killed anyone.
当我们看到道士一个人在十几个小时当中一个接一个把人从高地上救下来的时候，
When we see DOS saving one person after the other in a matter of 10 some hours,
所有人都非常感动。
Everyone was very, very touched.
都被他的对信仰的坚持所折服。
Everyone was convinced by his beliefs.
他的战友对他说，尽管我无法理解你的信仰，但是我知道你的信仰有多坚定。
His comrades told him, even though I don't understand your faith, I know you are so firm and steadfast in your faith.
那他自己怎么说呢？
How did he himself say of himself?
当他被关进监狱里面要面临军事法庭的时候，他曾经对他的未婚妻这么说。
Once he was put in jail and was facing trial in a military court, he told his fiancée at that time.
他说，如果我不坚持我的信仰，我不知道我将如何活下去。
If I don't persevere in my faith, I don't know how to live on.
影片结束后有一小段真人的采访的纪录片。
And after the movie ended, the film also included a piece of the documentary between him.
那在采访中，道斯是这么说的。
Between him and another reporter, and this is how it went.
他说，无法想象我所信的耶稣会杀人。
He said, Doss said in the documentary, I cannot imagine why, that Jesus, who I believe in, would kill anyone.
所以我一生的信念就是去救更多的人。
So my one belief, my conviction, is to save more people.
我要用耶稣的方式，而不是杀戮的方式。
I want to use Jesus' method and not the method of killing.
我要像我的救主耶稣基督那样救人。
I want to be like my Savior Jesus in saving others.
所以他说，如果我不坚持我的信仰，我就不知道我将如何活下去。
He said, if I don't persevere in my faith, I don't know how to live on.
那前一段时间国内有一个报告。
So, recently there was a report from China.
非常轰动，引起很多人的注意，被频频的转载。
A lot of people posted this report, and there has been a lot of public interest in it.
那报告的作者是北京大学临床心理学博士。
So, the reporter was Beijing University's clinical psychologist PhD.
他是精神科的主治医生。
He was a resident physician in psychiatry.
他的工作主要是在高校里面。
His work is usually in top universities.
他在接触很多病人以后，针对北京大学学生做了一个心理报告。
So after interacting with many students, he made this report.
是北京大学啊。
This is Beijing University.
不是NJIT啊。
Not NJIT.
那的报告的名字是北大四成新生认为人活着没有意义，甚至放弃自己。
The report said 40% of Beijing University students think that life has no meaning and want to give up on their lives.
那在他的报告里面，他说他发现很多看上去很优秀的本科生、研究生，甚至是博士生，都得了一种不同于抑郁症的病。
So he found that many students, whether they're undergrads, graduates, PhDs, they all had this kind of disease.
他把这种病称之为空心病。
He called this disease empty heart disease.
那这种病的症状就是有强烈的孤独感和无意义感。
So what are the symptoms of this disease? It's these feelings of loneliness and lack of meaning.
这些学生从小都是最好的学生，最乖的孩子。
These students, from their childhood, they were very hardworking and good kids.
但他们现在都有强烈的自杀意念。
Now they have thoughts of suicide.
不是想自杀，只是不知道为什么活下去。
They don't want to commit suicide, but they don't know how to live on, why they should live on.
不知道活的价值和意义是什么。
They don't know what's the value of living.
那其中有一个年轻人是这样描述他的这个病中的思想的精神状态。
So one of the students described her experience when she's going through this disease.
她说大一大二的时候我经历过无意义感，觉得生活没有意义。
She said in her first 2 years of college, she experienced just a lack of meaning in her life.
她觉得说我自己无可救药，做任何事情都没有动力。
She didn't have any motivation for her life.
每天早上不愿意起来醒了之后也不知道有什么可以做的。
Every morning, I don't want to wake up or get up. And even if I do get up, I don't know what to do.
宁可活在睡梦里面，我也不愿意去上课。
I'd rather live in my dreams than go to class.
一遇到挫折，或者是没有达到自己的预期，就自暴自弃。
When I meet difficulties or when I don't meet my own expectations, I want to just give up on myself.
也不愿意出去和别人交往，发现自己非常冷漠。
I don't want to socialize with others. I become very cold.
对任何人都没有同情心。
I don't have pity toward others.
那常常通过看连续剧、吃东西或者购买东西来转移注意力。
I try to distract myself by watching TV dramas, by shopping, by eating.
但是一旦脱离这些，就感觉到很茫然。
But after I am done with these things, I feel very hopeless.
不知道何去何从。
I don't know where to go, what I should do.
既骄傲又自怜，心中似乎总有一个空洞。
I'm both proud and self-pitying, and I feel like there's an empty space in my heart.
这是国内大学生的精神状态。
So this was the psychological state of many Chinese students.
那在美国，美国《纽约时报》最近也公布一个调查报告。
Well, what about America? The New York Times also gave a report.
那调查报告里面说，美国大学生最常出现的健康状况就是心理疾病。
And it reported that what was most prevalent among university students was mental disorder.
有超过四分之一的大学生被诊断有抑郁症或者是焦虑症。
More than 25% of university students are diagnosed with depression or anxiety.
那这个数字比五年前2011年多了各多了10%，超过10%。
So, compared with past trends in 2011, these trends are over 10%, growing, increasing.
那十年以前，美国的杜克大学做过同样一个调查。
So 10 years ago, Duke University did a study as well.
那报告里面说，美国人当中有超过四分之一的人患有社交孤独症。
So Duke University said over a quarter of American universities suffer from social anxiety.
这种症状就是你发现在你周围的人里面没有一个是可以交流的人，包括父母，包括朋友，包括弟兄姐妹。
So the symptom of this social phobia is that you realize you cannot socialize or interact with anyone, including parents, family, friends.
那这个数字比二十年前要高两倍多。
This number is already 2 times as much as the numbers from 20 years ago.
那现在又是十年过去了，可见说这种病在美国人当中是何等的严重。
So 10 years have already passed, so we can estimate that this illness is really serious among Americans today.
我之所以把这些事情列在这，想让大家看看说到底是什么原因让这些原本应该充满活力、原本应该是风华正茂的年轻人会有陷入这样的光景里面。
I'm presenting these surveys because we want to think about how come these young, lively, young people will be full of this kind of illness.
就这一代的年轻人是生活在物质极大丰富的环境里面。
These young people live in an age of material wealth and abundance.
而且他们又是生活在一个信息爆炸的时代里面。
And they are living in an explosion of information and technology.
所以他们在精神上也不缺乏精神食粮。
They don't lack any kind of mental stimulation.
可是你看他们这样的精神状态反映出的结果，却让所有的人非常非常的诧异。
But everyone is very shocked to hear of their psychological state these days.
更深的孤独，更加找不到自我，更不容易满足。
More loneliness, not able to find satisfaction, not able to find oneself.
这种空心病看似一种疾病，其实是一个很大的社会问题。
This looks like a disease, this empty heart disease, but it's actually a huge social problem.
这个北大的医生把这空心病起了一个病名。
So the Beijing University doctor said this illness has another name.
价值观缺失所致的心理障碍。
This definition is to say, those who suffer from empty heart disease lack values.
其核心的问题就是缺乏支撑其意义感和存在感的信仰。
So they lack a belief that would give them support and give them meaning.
我不知道我是谁，我也不知道我到哪里去，我的自我在哪里。
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. Where is myself?
我觉得我从来没有来过这个世界，我也不知道我将来要成为一个什么样的人。
I feel like I've never come into this world, and I don't know what kind of person I will become.
这是很多年轻人的写照。
So this is a problem facing many young people today.
但想一想，赵四是和这些大学生一样的年轻人。
it's not just with these university students.
道士是活在地狱的环境里面，但是却爱惜生命，救护生命。
Oh, Das is very different though from these university students because he actually valued his life, treasured his life.
而这些年轻人衣食无忧，但是天天却活在自杀的阴影里。
But these young people, they don't have any troubles or sorrows, but they live in hopelessness.
活是活着，但是却是像死了一样。They
live, but they're as if they're dead.
那差别在哪里？
So what is the difference?
我想根本的原因就在于信仰。
The main difference is in belief.
人需要有信仰，人需要接受信仰背后的那位神。People
need faith. They need the God behind faith.
只有这位神才能医治我们的空心病，只有这位神才能拯救我们。Only
God can save our empty heart disease. Only God can save us.
他不仅能拯救我们，他更愿意拯救我们。God
is not only able to save us, but He is willing to save us.
圣经里面说，在创世以前，他就定义要寻找我们。
The Bible tells us from the beginning of creation, God purposed to find us.
他就要定义拯救我们。2000年前，他成为一个人的样式来到我们中间。
2000 years ago, he became a man to come among us.
跨越时空，为要拯救世上的人。Stepping
beyond space-time, God came to find and save those who are lost on earth.
那我们现在一起看今天的主题经文。So
let's take a look at the main Bible verse for today.
这些经文，所有的基督徒都非常的熟悉。This
Bible verse is very familiar to all Christians.
甚至很多朋友也都知道。
Even many friends know this verse.
那刚刚我们领会的弟兄已经带我们念过一次。Our
presider before just led us to read this passage.
约翰福音3:16。John 3:16. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。For
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那我起初选的主题经文不是这一节。
Originally, I did not choose this as my main verse.
但是当我思想神的拯救的时候,
but when I was pondering God's salvation,
我越思想我就越发现在关乎拯救的上面，在广度上和深度上，没有一节经文比这一节经文更适合。
But I thought about it, and I felt that to describe the depth and breadth of God's salvation, no verse is as good as this one.
那我们请大家和我一起来念，我们大声把这段经文念一遍。
Let's read this out loud together. Can we read together?
那我们一起来念哈。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。那我想从借着这些经文，从三个方面来思考跨越时空的拯救。So
from this verse, let's think about three aspects of God's salvation beyond space-time.
第一个方面是从拯救者和他所要拯救的对象。First,
let's look at the Savior and those he wishes to save.
第二个是从拯救的途径和拯救的代价。Then
let's look at the process and cost of salvation.
那最后是从拯救的结果。Finally,
let's look at the result of salvation.
来思想这场跨越时空的拯救。To
think about salvation beyond space-time.
那我们先来看神这位大能的拯救者。Let's
first look at God, the Savior, the great Savior.
这世界有一位神，就像刚刚我们弟兄所带的诗歌唱的一样，有一位神。So
in this world there is a God.
那我想现在对大部分人来讲说，有神没神不再是一个问题。For
a lot of people today, I believe whether there's a God or not is not the main question.
以前像我这个年纪还曾经纠结过到底有神没神。Earlier
in my generation, I once wondered whether there was truly a God.
那我感觉对现在的人来讲，有神不成为问题。But
I believe that for many people today, whether there's a God is not their main issue.
最大的问题是说有神，但他是谁？But
the main issue is, if there's a God, who is he?
有那么多的可能性，到底谁是呢？
There's so many possibilities, which one is it?
第二个难处是说，即使有神，跟我有什么关系？
The second issue is, even if there is a God, what is his relationship with me?
有没有想过，这常常是最包的我们的两个问题。
These two questions are the ones that we struggle with the most.
第一个是谁是神。
Who is God, number one?
第二个是与我什么关系。
Number two, how does he relate to me?
那现在大家都有微信，常常通过微信来彼此联络。
Now everyone knows we have
WeChat today, and we use it to communicate with each other.
那我在北美的高中同学，大概一年之前也成立一个群。
So my high school classmates once formed a group on WeChat.
那大概群里面有二十多位同学。
There were 20 some students in that group.
因为大家自从高中毕业以后，就几乎没有什么联系。
Because since high school, we haven't had much contact.
所以彼此也不是很熟悉。
We're not very familiar with each other anymore.
所以在群里面聊的话题，一般都是一些无关痛痒的话题。
So in the WeChat group, we just talk about some casual topics.
那有一天，有一个在加拿大的同学在群里面，发了一段话。
So once one of the classmates wrote something in that WeChat group.
他说：“我发现一个奇特的现象，在中国人当中，有钱人多半信佛，但是那些社会底层的或者是没有文化的人都信耶稣。”
He said, "I've made this observation. I feel like in China, all the rich people become Buddhists, and those who are of a low social class or poor, they become Christians."
他说：“从这种现象里面，我们应该可以发现中国社会心理的深层次东西。”
Then he said, "I think from this observation, we can observe some social conditions about China."
那我在群里不常说话，但是这个问题我比较感兴趣。
So in this group, I don't usually talk, but now I'm intrigued.
所以我就回复他说，嗯，是有点意思啊，你再给掰扯掰扯，再仔细讲讲。
So I said, "Oh, that's interesting. Could you analyze this further?"
然后他说，我只是这是我个人观察的结果。
He said, "This is my personal opinion and observation."
我只是想与大家一起讨论一下，看看大家有什么看法。
I just want to discuss it with people to see what everyone thinks.
那我群里面有另外一个女生就对他说，说你这么说，基督徒会白眼儿你。
So another classmate in the group, she's a female classmate. She said, "If you say this, Christians will look down on you."
因为这个女生跟我是初中同学，我们在初中群里面，她知道我是基督徒。
So because this this classmate was also middle school classmates with me, and she knew I was a Christian.
我相信她是要好心提醒那个说话的人要小心说话。
So I think she was reminding the other person, "You should be careful when you speak."
然后这个女生就说了下面一段话。
And then this female classmate continued to speak.
她说：“我认为信仰是灯塔，指引我们的方向。信仰的目的是让灵魂舒适。”
I believe faith is like a lighthouse. It directs our path and brings us comfort.
之前我一直非常迷茫。那13年我移民到加拿大以后，去了几个月的教会。
I was very lost in the past, and when I went to Canada, I attended church for some time.
那回国以后，我就果断地选择佛教。
So after I returned to China, I decided on Buddhism.
我觉得佛教和我的思想是同一个体系。
I feel like Buddhism is the same as my belief system.
然后他就对我说，如果你在中国，对不起，就可能你也会接触佛教。
She said, "If you go to China, perhaps you will also come in contact with Buddhism."
那我想这恐怕是我们每个人面临选择的时候同样的做法。
So her way is perhaps the way we adopt when we are trying to make a decision about faith.
看它是不是适合我，是不是和我的思想体制一样。
Is this faith suitable for me? Is it similar to my own belief system?
但是我告诉你，这是一个错误的选择标准。
But this is a wrong way to decide.
我们不能用这个标准来选择信仰。
We cannot use this as a criterion for deciding our faith.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
大家都知道，量义和质义的两个概念，对不对？
Everyone knows the difference, quantitative and qualitative difference.
对我们比较熟悉的可能是量变和质变啊。
So we can think about quantitative versus qualitative difference.
但是当我们描述两种事物不同的时候，我们可以用量义和质义这两个概念来描述。
When we talk about something, we can talk about it in terms of quantity or quality.
量义就是数量上的差异。
So quantity is a numerical kind of quantity.
那质义是本质性的差异。
Quality is a difference in nature.
那量义和质义之间的差异是有差异的。
So there is a difference between quantitative and qualitative difference.
我不知道大家有没有听晕哈。
Are you dizzy after hearing that?
那数量上的差异是可以通过数量的改变来弥补。
So if there's a quantitative difference, then you could make up the difference by changing the quantity.
但是本质上的差异你是没有办法通过数量来改变来弥补。
But a qualitative difference cannot be changed through numbers.
那如果我们用这两个概念来思想基督信仰和其他宗教的话, 你就会发现说基督信仰和其他宗教是本质性的差异,是质异。
So if we take this and look at different religions, we can see that Christianity and other religions has a qualitative difference.
但是你不能说, 基督信仰比较高大上。
You can't say Christianity is much higher or much superior.
你也不能说基督信仰是最好的,所以我选择它。
You can't say that Christianity is the best, so I choose it.
因为你要这么说的话,你还是把它们放在一个数量差异的基础上。
Because then you would be still comparing them numerically.
还是认为它们在数量上可以通过弥补来构成本质上的一样。
So that through numbers, perhaps they can reach some kind of equilibrium.
所以基督信仰和其他的宗教的差异是本质性的差异。
So Christianity's difference from other religions is a qualitative one.
那这个本质的差异是什么?
What is this qualitative difference?
那基督信仰是以神为本。
Christianity is God-centered.
其他宗教是以人为本。
Other religions is man-centered.
一个是从神而来的信仰,一个是从人而来的信仰。
One religion is from God, the other faiths are from men.
这就是基督信仰和其他宗教最本质的差异之一。
This is one of the qualitative differences between Christianity and other religions.
那你有可能会问,什么是以神为本,什么是以人为本?
So what does it mean to be God-centered or man-centered?
那以神为本就是以神作为主动者,以神作为出发者所启示下来的信仰。
So, to be God-centered means God is the initiator. He is the one from whom the revelation comes.
而以人为本的宗教或者是人本的信仰体系是从人的本性里面出来,人主动产生出来的一个信仰需要。
Whereas religions that are man-centered originate from man, and they come out of a need from within humans.
但是一个真正的信仰应该是由神主动启示而来。
But a true faith should be revealed by God himself.
为什么?因为人都是有限。
Why? Because a man is limited.
神是无限。
God is unlimited.
这就决定了当人去找神的时候,有可能找错,有可能找不到。
So if man were to seek and try to find God, they may fail or they might not find him.
但是如果要是神来找人的话,是非常非常的准确,一找一个准。
But if God comes to find man, then it's very, very exact and precise. There will be no mistake.
所以如果我们要把这两个基本的概念看懂以后,我们就知道说基督的信仰是一个以神为本的信仰。
So if we have these concepts in mind, we know that Christianity is a God-centered faith.
而其他的宗教都是从人产生出来。Other
religions come from man.
是人自己认为合理的思想,建立一套人所能接受的体系。
Man thinks of a logical system and then comes up with it.
就像我刚刚说的,我这个同学所说的。
Just like my classmate had said.
比较符合他的思想体系。
It's more consistent with their own belief system.
如果我们选择的标准是看是否适合我,或者是否适合我们的思想体系的话,
If we just think of a belief system, whether it's consistent with my own or whether it suits me,
那我就会问你一个问题,到底你是神还是你选择的他是神?
Then I will ask you, are you God or are you choosing someone who is God?
因为我感觉你比他更像神。
Because you are more like God.
因为他是不是神要经过我们的判断。
Because whether he's God has to go through our judgment first.
要看一看是否适合我的思想体系。
We have to first feel whether it's consistent with our own thinking.
所以你看到吗?一个真正的信仰一定是从上而下,从上而来的信仰。
So a true belief, a true faith comes from above to below.
那当我们刚刚读的这段经文讲说神爱世人。
So in the verse we just read, we see that God loved the world.
他是爱的发起者,他是那个拯救的发起者。
He's the originator of love and of salvation.
就像我刚刚提到的那个电影里面。
Just like I mentioned in the movie.
那个当所有的战友都被迫退出高地的时候,道斯是选择自愿的留下来。
When all comrades retreated from the battlefield, Doss alone chose to stay.
因为是他自己要定义拯救那些受伤的战友。
Because he willed in his heart that he wanted to save his comrades.
同样这里也是神他先要定义要来拯救我们。
So in faith too, God is the one who decides. He wants to save us.
是他主动把他救赎的计划向我们启示。
He initiates by revealing personally his plan of salvation to us.
他把他救赎的计划向我们启示，这是基督信仰和其他宗教信仰第二个本质的差异。
So this is the second qualitative difference between Christianity and other religions, that God designed a plan to save us.
第一个本质的差异是讲到源头，是以谁为本。
The first difference is who is the origin, who started everything.
第二个差异是讲到内容。
The second difference is talking about the content.
那基督信仰是一个救赎性的信仰。
Christianity is a faith that is based on salvation.
那其他的宗教都是讲公善公性的人本系统。
Other religions talk about how you should commit good deeds.
说作为一个基督徒，你必须放弃说我要靠着我自己来讨神的喜悦。
As a Christian, you must give up the idea that you can use your good deeds to please God.
我们所需要做的就是接受神的救恩。
What we have to do is receive God's salvation.
但是其他的宗教不是这个样子。
But other religions are not like this.
它是建立在人可以靠着自己的行为，可以靠着自己的道德修身养性，将善补过，以功代罪，来得到他所信的神的喜悦。
Other religions believe that you must do good deeds, you must cultivate your morality, you must use your good deeds to cover over your bad ones, and that's how you come to God.
基督信仰与此恰恰相反。
But Christianity is directly opposite to these ideas.
我感觉可能这也是为什么基督信仰在刚刚开始的时候让人特别难以接受。
This is why this Christian faith was hard for many people to accept at the beginning.
因为让人会感觉自信心常常受打击受伤害。
Because it seems to damage our own dignity or pride.
因为感觉我们自己做什么都没有用。
Because it seems like whatever we do, there's no use.
我想这也是为什么我的同学刚开始问的那个问题，说有钱的人或者是有能力的人都选择佛教。
So maybe this relates to my classmate's question, why many rich people or people who are capable accept Buddhism.
那些没有能力的人都选择信耶稣。
People with no ability accept Christianity.
所以一个真正的信仰是从神启示来的信仰。
A true faith comes from God's revelation.
那基督信仰就是这样的一个信仰。
Christianity is this kind of a faith.
那我们看，不仅有神，神与我们还有很大的关系。
Not only do we know about God, but we know that God has an important relationship with us.
讲到人都是神所创造。
Christianity tells us that God created all of us.
那在传道书第三章第十一节里面有一段话。
So in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, there's some words here.
传道书三章十一节里面讲到，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
So Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He has made everything beautiful in His time. God has set eternity in the hearts of men.
这里面说到有两点。
Here it talks about two points.
第一点讲到人是神所造的。
It says that people are made by God.
是神的杰作，是按照神的形象和样式造的。
Men are made by God, made in His design, made in His image.
第二点讲到人都具有永恒性。
And in everyone's hearts, number two, they have eternity.
是神将永恒的渴求放在人的心里。
God puts this desire for eternity in everyone's hearts.
所以这种对永恒的追求就使我们每个人对永生都有一个向往。
So this is why all of us have this desire for eternity in our hearts.
我想如果我们明白了这两点，我们就可以知道我们为什么活着，我们怎么活着才能够得到完全的满足。
So if we understand these two points, then we can know how to live and how to live with complete satisfaction.
我不知道我们当中有没有朋友说你不承认人是神造的。
I don't know if there are friends among us who don't admit that we are created by God.
因为我们生命的起源是由原子分子在一起碰撞，偶然碰撞产生的结果。
So instead, we think that through different random interactions between atoms, molecules, we came to be people.
一路碰撞，然后生命慢慢进化，从低级到高级，就进化到我们今天人的样式。
So through these interactions, slowly, life evolved from lower forms to higher forms, and finally we became as we are humans.
我们当中有没有人是这么认为生命的起源就是这个样子？
Do we have any friends among us who believe that's how life started?
如果你要这样的认为，我真的非常非常，感觉你的信心非常非常的大。
If you do believe this, I feel that your faith is truly very great.
我为什么这么说呢？因为你知道这有多难吗？
Why do I say this? Because do you know how hard this is?
曾经有人打过一个比方啊。
Someone once gave an illustration.
他说你让一只猴子在打字机上不停地蹦，等它蹦起来以后，你就把它蹦的时候打出的字母都收集在一起。
So have a monkey just jump up and down on a typewriter and have all those type words collected after the monkey's done.
然后你不需要经过任何的修改删减。
Don't cut anything out, don't make any revisions.
你把它们装订成册。
You compile them all together.
然后一读，你猜你发现什么？
When you read it, what do you find?
说你读的是莎士比亚全集。
You read Shakespeare's complete works.
你认为可能吗？
Do you think this is possible?
其实我们要如果相信说生命是像我刚才所讲的偶然产生的，这个几率会比我刚刚所说的猴子蹦出一本莎士比亚全集的几率还要小。
So the probability is even smaller if we believe that life came from random interactions.
可是我们既然相信说人是这个进化而来。
But we believe that humans are evolved.
那我再给大家举一个简单的例子哈。
Let me give another simple illustration.
那我这里有个手机。
So I have a phone here.
大家都知道手机是人造的。
So we know that phones are made by man.
我相信大家对这个都没有问题。
No one has a problem with this.
那如果我现在把这手机拆开。
So if I remove all the components of the phone.
我就拆拆拆，直到不能再拆而已。
I completely take it apart until it can't be taken apart further.
那拆的结果就是一小堆的零部件，对不对？
So I have all these little parts in front of me.
那我把这一小堆零部件放在一个袋子里。
I'll put this pile in a bag.
那我交给你，让你去摇。
I'm gonna give this bag to you for you to shake.
你能不能摇摇摇，说又摇出一个手机来
？After you shake it, will you be able to shake it into a phone again?
有没有人说是你能摇，能摇出一个手机来
？Do you think you're able to shake this into a phone?
那这已经比我刚刚讲的这个叫生命的进化要容易很多。
This is actually much easier than what I just talked about, the evolution of life.
第一，你不需要从原子和分子的程度开始摇。
You don't have to start from atoms and molecules.
所有的零部件都在这里。
All the little parts are here.
第二，我这里面没有引爆任何的生命的东西在里面。
Also, this doesn't involve life at all.
就是让你去摇，你说你能不能摇出一个完整的手机来。
You just need to shake it. Are you able to shake it into a phone?
我们每个人都知道不能。
We all know we can't.
所以我相信说，我们如果相信接受人是神造的，是神的杰作，比相信进化而来要合情合理的多。
So I feel that it is much more reasonable to believe that God created human beings than to believe in evolution.
那如果我们相信我们是神所造，那我们存在的价值，我们活着的目的就在这位神的手里面。
So if we believe we are created by God, then our values, our meaning for life lies in his hands.
就像有一个新的东西造出来，你怎么知道它怎么用呢？
Just like when you create a new product, how do you know how to use it?
只有它的创造者，或者你要看它的说明书才可以知道。
You need to know its creator, or you need to look at the instructions manual.
那我的工作是编写程序。
So my job is writing code.
那我写出来的程序它必须合乎我用。
The codes that I write have to be fit for me.
它必须达到我的目的，满足我的要求。
They must fit my purpose. They must carry out my objectives.
那我决定它要怎么用。
I decide how they're going to be used.
因为它是我写出来的。
Because they are written by me.
这比较合情合理吧。
That sounds reasonable, right?
所以当我们同样，当我们想到说我们为什么活着，我们要去哪儿，我们要成为一个什么样的人的时候。
So when we think about why we live, what kind of a person we will become? Where are we going?
我们必须从神开始。
We must start with God.
因为他是创造我们的那一位。
Because he's the one who created us.
一个没有神的人生定规是没有目的、没有意义的人生。
A life without God is a life without any plan or purpose.
中国有个作家叫北村。
There's a Chinese author.
他说了一句话。
He once said something.
他说没有上帝，活着是残酷的。
He said, if there is no God, life is cruel.
只有回到这位创造我们的神面前，我们才能找到生命。
Only when we return to our Creator, then we can find life.
我们才能找到生命的目的和意义，因为我们是为着这个目的而生，为着这个目的而造。
Then we can find the purpose of our life because we were made for this purpose. We were born for it.
那神不仅造我们，神还爱我们。
God not only made us, but He also loves us.
我们刚刚念说神爱世人。
Before we read, God loves the world.
世人就是世界上一切的人。
The world includes everyone in this world.
不管是好人，不管是坏人。
Good people, bad people.
不管你是有钱的人，还是你是社会底层的人，神都爱。
Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, from the bottom of society, God loves.
那为了让我们能够明白他的爱，能够感受他的爱，神亲自成为一个人的样式。
For us to experience God's love, God Himself became a man.
就是那个被称作神的儿子耶稣基督。
That's the one called Jesus Christ.
圣经里面说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
So the word of God tells us the word became flesh and dwelled among us and is full of grace and truth.
他来将神的爱、神的恩典和真理带给我们。
He came to bring God's love, grace, and truth to us.
我们会可能会想说，这怎么可能？神为什么要这样做
？We might think, how come this happened? Like, why would God decide this?
那从前有一个人，他和家人一起住在一个农庄里面。
So once there was a farmer. He lived with his family.
他的妻子是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
His wife was a devout Christian.
但这个农夫他自己不信。
This farmer himself did not believe.
而且他常常故意嘲笑他的妻子，嘲笑他妻子愚昧无知。
And he often ridiculed his wife, calling her foolish and ignorant.
那在一个大雪纷飞的晚上。
So on a snowy evening.
他的妻子要带孩子去参加聚会。
His wife wanted to bring his children to church.
那想邀请他也一起去参加。
Invited him along.
被他断然拒绝。
And he refused.
因为他指着教会所讲的道成肉身之类的都是胡说八道。
So he referred to this idea of incarnation, of word becoming flesh taught in the church, and he thought this was all nonsense.
他说，如果真的有神，他为什么要降低自己的身份，成为和我们一样的人呢？这简直是荒谬至极。
If there truly is a God, why would he lower himself and become a man? This is just ridiculous.
我不知道你们有没有这样同样的问题。
I don't know if you've had this question.
感觉荒谬至极。
Feeling like this is just a bunch of nonsense.
我原来在学校的时候跟同学讲过，他们感觉太麻烦了。
When I told this to classmates from school, they said this is just too much for God to do.
换句话说，是荒谬之极。
Which is to say, a bunch of nonsense.
所以没有办法，他的妻子就带孩子自己去了，留他一个人在家里。
So the wife went and brought her children with her and left her husband at home.
那后来风就越刮越大，雪也越下越大。
And then the wind became great, and there was much more snow.
那这个人待在家里，就忽然听见说窗子那有声音。
And then this man, he was just staying home, and then he heard some noise at the window.
好像有什么东西软软的东西碰到窗户上。
It was like something soft just hitting against the window.
那他看又看不见。
He couldn't see very clearly.
所以他就决定出去去看到底是什么东西。
So he decided to go out and take a look.
那他出去开打开房门一看，发现是一群大雁。
So he found a bunch, a huge gathering of geese outside.
那在他门前的空地上飞来飞去。
And they were flying, here and there, over his farmland.
那很明显，这群大雁是因为这些大雪的缘故被阻挡下来，没有办法继续飞。
So these geese were unable to continue their flight because of
the snow. 想找一个避雪的地方。
They needed to find a place to hide away from the snow.
当这个农夫看到以后，他马上就起了怜悯之心。
So this farmer saw them and became very compassionate towards them.
他想他家粮仓正空了。
He thought of his empty storage farm.
可以让这些大雁进去，然后等到这些暴风雪过去以后，让这些大雁可以继续往前飞。
He felt like they could stay in there for a while and rest until the snow was over, and then they could continue their flight.
于是他就去把粮仓的门打开。
So he opened the doors of his granary.
试图把大雁赶进粮仓。
He was trying to get these geese to go inside.
但是非常让他失望的是他想尽了所有的办法都没有办法让大雁飞进去。
He was very disappointed. He tried all sorts of methods and they wouldn't fly in.
他甚至回家拿了很多面包屑撒成一线呢试图把这些大雁引进一个粮仓也没有用。
He tried to make a breadcrumb, a line of breadcrumbs. He took bread from his house and tried to get them to go in the granary. It was useless.
大雁只是在外面乱飞乱跑。
The geese were all outside flapping wildly and
没有一个愿意，没有一个愿意飞进粮仓里面。
Not one of them was willing to fly into that granary.
所以他非常沮丧，他就边赶大雁边说。
So he was very upset and he was trying to get the geese to go in and he said to himself.
他说你们怎么这么笨呢？怎么不明白我的心意？
Said, why are you so stupid? You don't understand my plan for you.
我是为了保护你。
I want to protect you guys.
当然大雁听懂。
Of course, the geese don't understand him.
他又自言自语地说，如果我要是变成一只大雁就好。
And then he said to himself, if only I were a wild goose.
那样我就可以告诉他们我的心意，我就可以，他们就可以被救。
That way I could tell them my plan and they could be saved.
如果他们能听懂我的话，跟我走，我就可以把他们带到安全之地。
If they can understand my words, then I can lead them to a safe place.
那忽然，这个农夫就明白过来。
Then this farmer understood.
他想起刚才他嘲笑他妻子所说的话，说如果真有上帝，他为什么要降低自己的身份，成为和我们一样的人呢？这简直是荒谬之极。
He remembered the words of laughter. He said to his wife that, why would God become a man? That's just nonsense.
他忽然明白，我们人就像这群迷失的大雁一样。
Then he understood that we people are just like these lost geese.
我们误入歧途，我们不知道生命的道路在哪里。
We don't know the way of truth, and we're just lost.
所以神必须成为我们中间的一个。
So God must become one of us.
把那生命之道告诉我们。
To tell us the way.
我们都像迷失的大雁一样。
We are just like these lost geese.
那圣经里面说，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
So the Bible tells us, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
神要来寻找我们。
God came to save us.
你有找过人吗？
To seek us. Have you ever tried looking for someone?
看过寻人启事吗？
Have you watched Lost? Is it called Lost? Oh.
那曾经有位母亲登广告寻找她失落的儿子。
Oh, have you looked at any lost notices? Once there was a mother and she was looking for her son.
那每天在报纸固定的地方，人们都可以看得到说她寻找儿子的启示。
So every day in the papers, people could see her post for her lost son.
那广告登了两三年都没有消息。
This advertisement was posted for many, many years and there was no news of her lost son.
所以报社的人就来问这位母亲说，你还要继续登吗？
So the newspaper columnists, they talked to this mother and asked her, do you want to continue posting this ad?
那妈妈就说继续登。
Mother said, yes, I want to continue.
所以这广告一登就登了38年。
So this ad was posted for 38 years.
那38年她妈妈从来没有停付过任何的广告费。
The mother never stopped paying for the posting fee.
因为她认为所有的费用和她失去的找回失去的儿子相比都不值一提。
Because she felt like all this advertising fee was not worth her son himself, so she continued to do so.
她盼望有朝一日她的儿子可以看见这个广告，可以回到家里。
She truly hoped that one day her son would see this advertisement and would come home safely.
因为她爱她的儿子，所以她就一直不停地寻找他。
Because she loved her son, so she continued to seek him.
你会发现我们寻找的东西都是我们所珍惜、所宝贵的。
You will find that we often look for things that we treasure.
我相信没有人会花时间和精力去寻找那些没有价值、没有意义的。
I believe we won't look for things that we feel are of no value to us.
我说我们寻找的时间越久，就表明什么？
And the longer we look for something, what does that mean?
就表明这个东西对我们来讲越发的宝贵。
The longer we look for something, the more valuable that item is to us.
但是你可想到说有一个寻人的启事登了比38年还久吗？
Can you think that there's someone seeking for over 38 years?
有一个寻人启事已经登了几千年。
So there's this advertisement, this notice for someone lost that's been posted for over 1,000 years.
记得神对人所说的第一句话记载在圣经里是什么吗？
Remember God's word first recorded in the Bible?
就是你在哪里?
Where are you? Are those words.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪躲避神的时候,
when Adam and Eve sinned and ran away from the Lord,
那耶和华神就呼唤那人对他说,
God called out and asked, where are you?
这个问题不仅仅是问亚当和夏娃,
this question is not just directed at Adam and Eve.
也是问我们这些历史历代的人,
it's also directed at us from ages, in all ages, where are you?
难道神真的不知道人在哪里吗?
Does God truly not know where we are?
那我念书的时候比较淘气。
When I was younger, I was a little bit naughty.
所以我上课的时候常常被老师问说, 宋辉你在干什么?
So the teacher often said, Hui Song, what are you doing?
那你以为老师不知道我在干什么吗?
Do you think the teacher did not know what I was doing?
那我每次的回答都说我啥都没干。
My answer was always, I didn't do anything.
但是老师知道我在干什么。
But the teacher knew what I was doing.
就像这里面神知道人在哪里。
Just like here, God knows where we are.
但是他在爱的里面在寻找我们。
But in his love, he's searching for us.
我们感谢神，他不仅造了我们，他还爱我们。
We thank God, he not only loved us, but he's looking for us.
当我们世上的时候，他也没放弃我们。
When we were lost, God never gave up on us.
他没有只是说问问我们在哪里。
He didn't just simply ask, where are you?
而是这位创造的神，他亲自来寻找我们，来拯救我们。
But this creator, he came personally to look for us.
今天我们很少用世上这个词。
We don't really use this word lost.
其实就是迷失了方向。
It just means lost, having lost direction.
今天我相信我们因为有了GPS以后, 我们开车很少再迷失方向。
Now that we have GPS, we're hardly ever lost.
即使开错了一个路口, 还会把我们再带回。
Even if we do turn down a wrong street, it will bring us back.
我们开车的时候不迷失方向, 但是我们却常常迷失在人生的旅途里面。
We don't lose our way when we're driving, but we've often lost the direction of our life.
就像我刚刚所讲的那群年轻人过的光景一样。
Just like those young people I talked about earlier.
没有无意义感, 没有存在感。
They lack value and meaning in their life.
不知道为什么活着。
They don't know why they live.
那难道这些只是年轻人的问题吗?
Are these only problems of young people?
我要问我们在座的成年人, 你知道你活着是为什么吗?
I want to ask those who are fully adults among us, do you know why you are living?
将来要到哪里去?
Where are you going in the future?
可能我们会说我们每天忙忙忙, 我没有时间思考这些问题。
Maybe we may say, we're busy all the time, we don't have time to think about these things.
也不会像那些年轻人一样无病呻吟。
We won't be like those young people who are depressed.
可是我们真的知道我们在忙什么吗?
But do we truly know what we are being busy for?
那在微信上有一个故事。
There was a little story on WeChat.
我不知道是真是假。
I don't know if it's true or not.
说一个北京人, 1984年 为了出国。
So there was someone from Beijing in 1984, he wanted to leave.
就卖了鼓楼大街附近的一个四合院的房子。
So he sold this huge house he had.
那我感觉可能鼓楼大街是北京市中心吧。
So this was in the center of Beijing.
然后背井离乡到意大利去淘金。
So he went to Italy.
那风餐露宿,吃了很多很多的苦。
And he suffered a lot.
包括半夜学外语, 包括在大雨当中送外卖。
He had to work with takeout delivery at night. He had to go through rain and storm.
那被打过也被抢过。
He was mugged, he was hit.
那辛辛苦苦攒下很多钱。
He finally saved up some money.
那一晃30多年过去了。
And then 30 years passed.
那年纪大了就想说我干脆回国算了。
And then he became old and he thought, I will just return to China.
那他终于攒了100万欧元以后决定回国。
So he finally collected 100,000 euros and then he returned to China.
那100万欧元现在人民币768万。
So actually this is 1 million euros, I think. So this is the same as
768 yuan. So this was a huge amount. But when he returned to Beijing,
他发现他当年卖掉的那个四合院现在挂的牌子卖8000万。
So now he looked at the house that he had once sold, and it was 8,000 yuan.
所以结论是努力很重要。
So his conclusion is hard work is important.
但是你当你做的选择或者说你努力的方向更重要。
But now the direction of your hard work.
如果我们方向错了，你会发现我们忙都是白忙。
If your direction is wrong, then even your busyness will be in vain.
那有一个纽约的金融家到墨西哥去度假。
So there was this New York financier banker. He went to Mexico for a vacation.
那看见在这个海湾里，在那个在码头有一个年轻的渔夫在那捕鱼。
So at the Gulf of Mexico, he saw this fisherman. He was fishing.
那水平很高超，一两个小时就捕满了鱼。
The tide was high, and in a few hours, he had fished a lot.
然后就收竿就走了。And
then he was cleaning up his gear and about to leave.
那几天都是如此，所以他非常好奇。So
for several days in a row, this fisherman did this.
那这个富翁就有一天就跟这个银行家就跟这渔夫讲说，哎，你怎么每天就工作这么几个小时？
The banker asked this fisherman, why do you work for just these few hours?
那这渔夫说够了，因为够我家的需要。This
fisherman said, it's enough for my family's needs.
那如果不够的时候，我再出来捕鱼就好。If
it's not enough, then I'll come out and fish some more.
所以这个银行家就说，那你这么早回家，你都干什么呢？
So the banker asked, so when you leave early, what do you do?
他说我不捕鱼的时候，我上午就陪陪孩子。
So when I'm not fishing, said the fisherman, then in the mornings I just stay with my kids.
中午睡个觉，下午陪陪太太。
So at noon I take a nap, then in the afternoon I go out with my wife.
那晚上呢就和朋友出去喝喝酒。
So then I drink at night with my friends.
差不多天天都是这样。
Every day is about the same.
那这个银行家一听就非常的生气。
The banker was infuriated when he heard this.
那他就教训这个渔夫。
So he lectured this fisherman.
他说你怎么可以这样不求上进？
He said, how can you not be hardworking?
你应该多工作一些时间。
You should work more hours.
多捕一些鱼，多赚一些钱。
You should work more, catch more fish, earn more money.
那这个渔夫就问他，那然后呢？
And then the fisherman asked, and then what?
然后那个银行家就说，你就可以赚更多的钱，买更大的、更多的船。
So the banker said, then you can earn more money, you can buy bigger boats.
你甚至可以把你的朋友都组织起来，买船以后组成一个船队。
So you could organize your friends into a fishing crew.
那个时候你就自己不用出去捕鱼了。Then
you wouldn't need to go out and fish.
你还可以开一个渔业公司。You
could open a fishing company.
那这个渔夫就问说，那我岂不是要很忙很累吗？
And then the fisherman said, wouldn't I be really busy and tired then?
他说不会，我帮你。
Banker said, no problem, I can help you.
说那个时候如果你做大的话，还可以在纽约上市。
And then if you really hit it big, then we can get this on the New York market.
分阶段就可以成为一个千万富翁。
And maybe after that, you can become a billionaire.
那这渔夫听了很兴奋。
So this fisherman was very excited when he heard all of this.
要如果这样的话，需要多长时间能达到这样的？
He said, how long would it take for me to get to there?
那这个银行家就回答他，如果一切顺利的话，15年到20年就可以。
The banker said, if everything is successful, maybe 15 to 20 years.
那渔夫听了这么长时间呢，那公司上市以后我干啥？
The fisherman said, oh, such a long time. Then what will happen after this company goes on the market?
那银行家就越说越兴奋。So
the banker became more and more excited as he spoke.
他说公司上市以后你就可以退休了。
So after this company goes on the market, then you can retire.
你可以搬到一个小渔村去生活。
You could move to a small fishing village to live.
你可以上午陪陪孩子，下午陪陪太太，晚上陪陪。<laughs> So
in the mornings you could be with your kids, in the afternoons you could be with your wife, at night you could go out with your friends.
那渔夫就说，我现在就是这样的生活。<laughs> The
fisherman said, this is my life right now.
所以你会发现，我们很多人都像这个银行家一样。So
many of us are just like this banker.
我们的欲望和我们的贪婪，让我们迷失在这个世界里。
Our greed and
our desires make us lost in this world.
We will
find that the desires we have on earth, what we pursue after, will not bring us satisfaction.
我们事业上的成功, 我们所追求的功名利禄, 这些东西都要过去。
All the things that we pursue, our career, our reputation, fame, glory, these things will all pass.
我们存不住也带不走。
We can't save them up and we can't bring them with us.
人对永恒的渴求就注定了这些在地上的东西没有办法满足我们。
Because in our hearts we have a desire for eternity, these things on earth will not bring us satisfaction.
就像奥古斯丁所说的, 神造人的时候, 在人的心中留了一个空处, 只有神自己才能够填满。
Just like Augustine said, when God created us, He left an empty space in our hearts, which can only be satisfied by Him. Only God Himself can bring us true satisfaction.
我们今天之所以成为世上的人, 其实是因为罪。
So we actually have sin on earth.
罪让我们不相信神, 罪让我们远离神。
Because of our sin, we cannot come close to God.
罪让我们弃绝神, 也不敬畏神。
Sin causes us to forsake God.
让我们越来越败坏。
It causes us to become more and more wicked.
也让这个社会越来越败坏。
And corrupts this society further.
人心所发出来的贪婪诡诈, 处处都显明我们是被罪所玷污的人。
So all the things that we see, the vices of man, like corruption, it all shows that we are tainted by sin.
圣经里面说, 认为世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
We have
all gone astray from the original purpose and meaning God planned for us. Sin is very terrible.
不仅它,我们被它所玷污,
we are not only tainted by sin, but we are controlled by it.
多少的时候我们身不由己, 罪要我们做什么,我们就去做什么。
Sometimes we can't go and do according to our will. Whatever sin wants us to do, then that's what we do.
你可能会说, 罪哪有那么可怕, 我怎么没有感觉到?
Maybe you may say, I don't think sin is very terrible. How is it so?
其实我们没有感觉到是因为我们已经是罪的奴仆。
We may not feel it because we are already slaves to sin.
我们已经死在罪恶过犯当中, 当然没有感觉。
We died in our sins and trespasses, so of course we have no feeling.
罪的工价就是死。
The consequence for sin is death.
罪会一直追着我们。
Sin will continue to pursue us.
那有的罪在今生追上我们, 有的罪在永世里面追上我们。
Sometimes we meet the punishment for sin in this life, other times it's in the future.
在今生追上的, 我们常常称它为祸患。
When we meet consequences on earth, we call those things catastrophes.
在永世追上我们的就是灭亡。
In eternity, the punishment for sin.
这时我们每个人都在灭亡的路上直奔。
Sin causes us to walk on this road toward punishment.
那希伯来书里面讲说, 按着定命, 人人都有一死, 死后且有审判。
Hebrews tells us that death meets everyone, and there is only one death. After that, the punishment.
如果我们选择拒绝神的话, 不仅我们现在的人生没有意义。
If we don't choose the Lord, not only will our life right now have no meaning.
将来我们还要面对神的审判。
One day we will have to face God's judgment.
就是进到永远的沉沦里面。
That is to enter eternal damnation.
进到地狱里。
To enter hell.
如果我们拒绝神的话, 地狱就是我们永远的归宿。
If we forsake the Lord, then hell is our habitation.
那肯定有人不大服气, 感觉神这么做太不够意思了。
Some people may feel like this is just wrong. Why would God do this?
太小气了。
God is too stingy.
我们之所以这么想是因为我们对地狱不了解。
We say this because we don't understand what hell is like.
那有人肯定说, 你又没去过地狱, 你咋知道?
Some people may say, you've never been to hell. How would you know?
其实地狱简单的说就是没有神的地方。
Hell is a place where there is no God.
因为我们自己选择不要神。
When we choose that we don't want God.
所以神就说, okay.
God will say, okay.
你的期望成就。
Your desire will be fulfilled.
那我们去的地方其实就是地狱。
That place is hell.
我们去地狱是我们自己的选择。
Choosing hell is our own choice.
与神半毛钱关系都没有。
It doesn't have anything to do with God.
那地狱为什么可怕？
Why is hell so terrible?
就是神的所事在地狱里面都没有。
So God's existence is not present in hell.
那我们知道神是爱。
God is love.
所以在地狱里面没有爱。
So in hell there's no love.
你会感觉说，哎，我没有神哈，现在活得也不错。
You may feel right now I don't have God, but I still live quite well.
我告诉你，你不爱神，但是神还爱你。
Right now, you don't love God, but God still loves you.
神等着你悔改。
God is waiting for you to repent.
但是当有一天我们在地狱里面的时候，
But one day, if we end up in hell,
那里面没有爱。
There is no love there.
因为那里面没有神。
Because there is no God.
神还是光。
God is light.
所以在地狱里面是完全的黑暗。
So it is complete darkness in hell.
圣经里面说神是生命。
The Bible tells us God is life.
所以在地狱里面没有生命，只有死亡。
So in hell there is only death, no life.
那我就不再列下去。
So I will not continue to list God's attributes.
这几点就让我们知道地狱是何等的可怕。
Just these few points let us see how terrible hell is.
当我们想知道我们当我们知道地狱这么可怕的时候，我相信我们没有一个人愿意去那个地方。
When we truly know how terrible hell is, I believe none of us will want to go there.
那今天如果有一个人跟你说地狱既然这么可怕，你只要按我说的去做，你就可以不用去地狱。
If someone tells you, hell is so terrible, but if you do according to what I say, you won't have to go there.
你要不要去？
Will you do?
你要不要听？
Will you listen?
我相信我们都会去听。
I believe we will listen.
我还记得911发生的那一天。
I remember the day of 9/11.
那时候我住在 Harrison， 住在 New Jersey。
At that time, I was still living in Harrison, New Jersey.
在纽约上班。
And I was working in New York.
所以那一天我就坐 PATH 进到纽约市里面。
So that day, I took the path and I went into New York City.
那进了城以后不长时间，那两架飞机就陆续的撞到这个世贸中心的大楼上。
So I was in the city for not too long when the two planes crashed into the World Trade Center.
那我和公司所有的同事都我们在 downtown 嘛，所以都站在外面看。
So my colleagues and I, we were downtown, so we went outside to look.
那不久，没想到那两个 Twin Tower 会塌掉。
We didn't realize that the Twin Towers would actually collapse.
那我们所有的人就四散而逃。
So we started to run.
那所有那天我相信在纽约工作的人都四散而逃。
So I believe those people working in New York City that day scattered and tried to get out.
希望能够离开纽约。
They tried their best to get out of New York.
那在我们这个路上就从广播里面听到说纽约所有的 transportation 都 shut down.
So we heard from the broadcast in our workplace that all of New York's transportation would be shut down.
就是所有的地铁所有的 PATH 都停了。
All subways, all paths, trains were stopped.
这是如果有个人告诉你说，哎，有船去 New Jersey， 你要不要去
？If someone told you, oh, there's a boat going to New Jersey, will you go？
你要不要去
？Would you go？
我那天就是坐船出来。
So that day, I got on a ferry and got out.
我是跟一个美国人，他带着我一起去坐船。
So I went with an American who led me to the ferry boat.
那是我来美国第一次坐船。
That was my first time on a boat in America.
那码头上全是人。
On the pier, there were lots of people.
那真的是 people mountain, people sea.
mountain people, mountain sea.
就是人山人海，全是人。
Lots of people.
那所有上了船的人都大大松一口气。
Everyone who got on the boat finally, they all gave a sigh of relief.
那带我出来的那美国人，他说什么也不坐在下面的船舱里面。
That American who brought me there, he went below deck.
因为他说他会游泳，船出问题的话，他依然可以游过来。
He said he knew how to swim, so even if the boat met some catastrophe, he could swim.
所以那天我们就这样逃出纽约。
So that's how we fled out of New York.
那感谢神，他爱我们。
Well, thank the Lord, he loves us.
他没有让他所造的人停留在灭亡里面。
He didn't allow the people he created to be headed toward destruction.
他为我们预备了逃生的船。
He has provided a plan of escape for us, a boat.
他差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
That's his son Jesus Christ, whom he sent.
成为一个人的样子，代替我们去接受罪的刑罚。
Jesus became a man took on human likeness to take the punishment for our sin.
神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死。
Jesus Christ, God's Son, was nailed on the cross.
我们的罪在他的身上就得到了解决。
Our sin on him was resolved.
因为神把我们该受的刑罚执行在他儿子耶稣基督的身上。
Because God meted out his punishment for sin on his son Jesus.
我们就不需要再受刑罚。
Then we would not have to take the punishment for us.
因为神的儿子已经替我们死了。
Because Jesus, God's Son, already died for us.
这是何等大的事。
This is a great thing.
神竟然为我们牺牲了他的独生爱子。
Since God was willing to sacrifice his beloved son for us.
这是何等的爱。
This is such great love.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们， 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
主耶稣如果不在十字架上替我们死，我们这些罪人都得死在罪恶过犯当中。
If Jesus didn't die on the cross for our sins, then all of us would die in our own sins.
因为主耶稣现在死了，所以我们都得了拯救。
Because Jesus died for us, then we all have salvation.
我们的罪在主耶稣身上受了神的刑罚。
Our sin has met God's punishment on the cross.
神的公义得到满足，神向人的爱就显。When
God's righteousness is fulfilled, then his love is revealed.
主耶稣不单是死，而且埋葬。
Jesus was not only killed on the cross, but he was dead and buried.
他在坟墓里停留了三天，他就复活了。He
was buried in the tomb for 3 days, and then he rose from the dead.
他为我们受死，但是他胜过了死。He
suffered death for us, but he also overcame death.
是罪把死带进来。Sin
brought death into the world.
但是主耶稣借着死解决了罪。But
through death,
也解决了死。
Jesus overcame sin and overcame death.
罪人所有的问题都在耶稣基督身上得到了完美的解决。
All of sinners' problems met a glorious resolution in Jesus Christ.
他死是替我们死，他复活是为我们得生。
He died for us, and he also rose for us.
这就是神的拯救。This
is God's salvation.
没有神的拯救，我们永远是罪人。
Without God's salvation, we will forever be sinners.
等待我们的是永远的沉沦。And
what will be waiting for us is eternal damnation.
这就是跨越时空的拯救。This
is salvation beyond space-time.
这拯救借着耶稣基督已经做成。This
salvation through Jesus Christ has already been completed.
今天只要我们接受这个拯救，我们就可以脱离永远的死亡。If
we receive the salvation today, we can be free from eternal death.
这就是福音，这就是今天我们要告诉大家的好消息。This
is the gospel, and this is the good news we want to share with everyone today.
有一个人叫戴德生。There
was once a man named Hudson Taylor.
是个英国人。He
was from England.
那19世纪来到中国做宣教士。In
the 19th century, he came to China to become a missionary.
他在中国待了超过50年。He
stayed in China for over 50 years.
是内地会的创始人。
He was the founder of the China Inland Mission.
他在中国办了超过100间的学校。He
started over 100 schools in China.
救了将近18,000人信耶稣。And
he saved over 180,000 people to believe in Christ.
那在他的戴德生传里面有一段非常感人的故事。
There was a really touching story in his autobiography.
那时候戴德生21岁。
At that time, Hudson Taylor was 21 years old.
他要从英国的利物浦坐船到中国。He
was going to take a boat from Liverpool to China.
那时候的船非常小，只有470吨。At
that time, the boats were very small.
而且要开5个半月，或者是大约6个月才能到中国的广州。They
would probably take like 5 to 6 months to get to Guangzhou.
所以那时候坐船是有相当大的危险。So
it was very dangerous to take such a boat.
航程上有风浪，而且还有疾病。There
was disease, there were storms on the way.
还有海盗。There
were pirates.
总之各种各样的危险。There
were all kinds of dangers.
那一天他爸爸妈妈送戴德生去利物浦的码头。So
that day, Hudson Taylor's parents sent him to the dock at Liverpool.
那没想到那个船出了一点小小的问题。
So the boat had some issues at that time.
需要修理, 所以他的爸爸需要工作, 所以就提前先走。
So the boat needed some repairing. So Hudson Taylor's father, since he had work, left early.
那只留下他妈妈, 等到船修好的时候, 他妈妈要送这个, 带着送。
So after the ship was repaired, Hudson Taylor's mother was still there to say farewell to him.
那他妈妈为了鼓励戴德生, 就想说他绝不流泪。
So the mother, because she wanted to encourage Hudson Taylor, she said to herself that she would not shed a tear.
她就陪戴德生到船舱里面帮他铺好了床铺。
So she went inside the ship and she smoothed over his bed for him.
那坐在窗边和戴德生一起祷告，为他祝福。
She sat with him near the window and prayed for him, prayed for God's blessing for him.
仍然没有流一滴眼泪。
And she didn't shed a tear.
然后就上了岸。
And then she went on shore again.
那船就要经过岸边慢慢地开。
The boat was going slowly along the shore.
那在利物浦那边的船要先经过岸边，然后出了闸口，然后才是远行。
So this boat had to first go along the shore and then leave the harbor to set out on the journey.
所以当这个船沿着岸边慢慢走的时候。
So when the boat was going slowly along the shore,
戴德生的妈妈就再也忍不住了。And
then Hudson Taylor's mother could not bear it anymore.
她看见船开了，她就跟着船跑。So
she saw the boat moving and she ran alongside the boat.
边跑边呼喊戴德生。
She was calling Hudson Taylor's name as she went along.
那戴德生在船上看见他的妈妈，就拿了一本圣经，上面写了几句话，扔给他的妈妈。
And then Hudson Taylor saw his mother and he flung a Bible to her and there were some words written in it.
那上面写的话就是上帝的爱是超越我们所能明白的。
Those words written on the Bible was God's love is beyond what we can understand.
那妈妈就一直跑，跑到闸口，在闸口的时候，她妈妈就喊戴德生啊，戴德生。
So the mother ran with him to the edge of the harbor and she kept calling out Hudson
戴德生就安慰他的妈妈说,
and Hudson Taylor comforted his mother.
我们一定会再见,
we will see each other again.
如果地上不见的话, 在天上见。
If we can't see each other on earth, we'll see each other in heaven.
然后船就出了闸门,
so the boat left the harbor.
戴德生在船尾向他妈妈挥手。
Hudson Taylor stood on the deck waving at his mother.
以后就看不见,
and then couldn't see her anymore.
那戴德生回到船舱里面开始写日记。
And then Hudson Taylor went into the cabin and started writing in his diary.
他的第一句话写什么?
What was the first thing he wrote?
他说我到今天才明白约翰福音3章16节。
I finally understand John 3:16 today.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
他说我到中国去传道不会死。
I go to China to preach the word of God and I will not die.
但是我的妈妈却这样伤心。
But my mother is so sad.
这样难过呼喊我的名字。
She's so sad and calling out my name.
他就想到天上的天父。
So he thought, Hudson Taylor thought of the Father up above.
差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来，却明明知道耶稣是要死。
The Heavenly Father sent his Son Jesus to earth, but he knows that he will die.
是要定义为我们死在十字架上。
He will be crucified to the cross.
但是天父依然差遣他的儿子来到这个地上。
But the Father still sent his Son to earth.
这就是神的爱。
This was God's love.
他说我要去中国把这个爱向中国人传扬。So
Hudson Taylor said, I want to share this love with those people in China.
让中国人能够有机会知道神爱世人。So
that people in China can know God loves the world.
让中国人能够知道神的儿子耶稣基督为我们死了。So
that people in China can also know Jesus died for us.
在我们的圣徒诗歌里面有一首诗歌。So
there's a song, a hymn in our hymn book.
名字是他不能救自己。
The name is He Could Not Save Himself.
圣徒诗歌84首。
It's number 84.
那这两节这个诗歌的两节歌词是这么写。
So the lyrics of these two verses in that
说他不能救自己，必须死骷髅地，不然恩典无门来救可怜罪人。
Himself he could not save. He on the cross must die, or mercy could not come to ruin the sinner's life.
第二节是他不能救自己，必须成全公义。 我罪当有刑罚，需要他来被杀。
The second stanza says, Himself he could not save, for justice must be done. Our sin's full weight must fall upon the sinless one.
耶稣不能救自己。
Jesus could not save himself.
这位全能的神竟然也不能救他自己的独生爱子。
This powerful God could not save his own beloved son.
因为只有他的儿子为我们死，我们这些罪人才能够得救。
Because only for his son to die can we sinners be saved.
只有耶稣基督才能救我们。
Only Jesus Christ can save us.
没有其他任何的宗教可以救我们。
There's no other religion that can save us.
因为他们都没有办法解决我们罪的问题。
Because they cannot save the problem of our sin.
没有一个宗教的创始人愿意为我们的罪付上代价。
There's no originator of a religion who's willing to pay the cost for our sin.
愿意为我们被钉死在十架上。
Willing to be crucified on a cross.
即使他愿意。
Even if he is willing.
坦白地讲，他也不够资格。
He doesn't have that status.
因为他死在十架上，只能说为他自己的罪付上代价。
Any human being only dies on the cross for his own sins.
只有神的儿子耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ, God's Son.
这位无罪的羔羊才可以为我们死，才可以救我们。
The sinless lamb can can die for our sins.
今天耶稣基督已经为我们钉死在十架上。
Today, Jesus Christ has already died on the cross for us.
这个跨越时空的拯救，神已经在耶稣基督身上做成了。
God already accomplished his salvation beyond space time in Jesus Christ.
我们所需要做的就是相信，就是接受。
What we have to do is to believe and to accept.
只要我们相信，我们马上就可以得到这个救恩。
If we believe, we can truly receive this salvation.
我要说，我们不需要搞明白才需要。
We don't have to understand everything for us to need this.
因为我们都是有限的人。
Because we are limited as people.
而神是无限。
And God is unlimited.
如果我们要想搞明白的话，只能说我们真是神了。
If we truly need to understand everything, then we become God.
而且即使我们完全明白了主耶稣的拯救,
even if we truly understand God's,
也知道他一切的作为,
and know everything that he has done.
但是如果我们没有相信,没有接受, 对我们来讲还是毫无益处。
But if we do not accept it, do not believe it, it has no value for us.
知道不能使我们得到神的拯救。
Knowing does not save us.
明白也不能使我们得到神的赦免。
Understanding does not gain us God's forgiveness.
唯有诚诚实实的相信主耶稣做救主，我们才能得到这最大的救恩。
Only coming before the Lord truly, sincerely, can we receive God's salvation.
所以我想问在座的朋友，你愿意相信吗？
So I want to ask those among us, friends. Are you willing to accept?
你愿意相信接受这位在十架上为你死的耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to believe the Jesus who died on the cross for your sins?
神爱我们，将他的独生子赐给我们。
God loved us and sent his son to die for us.
只要我们相信，只要我们接受，我们就不再迷失。
If we accept and believe, we are will no longer be lost.
我们就不再沉沦。
We will no longer be sentenced to eternal damnation.
不仅不被定罪, 而且被神称为义人。
Not only will we not be condemned, but we will be declared righteous before God.
不仅不至灭亡, 反而得到永远的生命。
Not only will we not get eternal punishment, but we will get eternal life.
那个从神而来的生命。
That life comes from God.
神不仅救我们脱离罪恶, 还要把他圣洁的生命赐给我们。
God not only released us from sin, but he wants to give his life to us.
这个从神而来的生命在我们里面,
this life, once from God, once it's inside of us, we will no longer want to sin. We can overcome the power of sin.
死也不再做我们的王,
death will no longer become our Lord and King. Because God's life is a pure one.
神的生命又是胜过死亡。
God's life overcomes death.
是死而复活的生命。
It's a life that is of resurrection.
如果我们有了这个生命，我们的生命就变得有意义。
Once we have this life, our life will have meaning once again.
我们活着不再是等死。
We will not live waiting for death.
更不是等着审判和等着永刑。
We will not be waiting for judgment or punishment.
我们会有一个充满意义、有盼望、有荣耀的人生。
We will have a life that is full of meaning, full of hope and glory.
曾经有人打过这样一个比，打过这样一个比喻。
Someone once gave this parable.
人生就像一个空瓶子。
A person's life is just like an empty bottle.
你装什么就得什么。
Whatever you put in it, that's what you will get.
如果瓶子里装的是自私、骄傲和嫉妒。
If it's filled with selfishness, greed, and pride.
你得到的就是仇恨、伤害和痛苦。
You will get hurt, hatred, and sorrow.
如果瓶子里装的是善良、宽容和真诚。
If it's full of kindness, sincerity, generosity.
你得到的就是接纳、尊重和快乐。
You will get acceptance, joy.
人生的品质就取决于内在生命的本质。
So, what you get in life will be determined by the quality of life you have.
你内心装着美好，你的生活就美好。
If your inner life is filled with beauty, your life will be filled with beauty as well.
你的内心充满能力，你的身体就充满能力。
If your inner life is filled with power, your whole life will be filled with power.
如果你的内心满了喜悦，你的生活就充满喜悦。
If your inner life is full of joy, then your whole life will be filled with joy as well.
你的内心充满信心，你的人生就充满信心。
If your inner life has faith, then your whole life will be filled with faith.
今天神就是来做成这件事情。
God wants to do this work in us.
他要把我们原来那个败坏的生命换掉。
He wants to replace the bad life we have within us.
把那个被罪所玷污、所瑕疵的生命倒空。
He wants to empty that self that is tainted by and controlled by sin.
用他自己的生命来充满我们。
He wants to fill that bottle with his own life.
有了这个生命，可以使我们有一个完全不一样的人生。
With this new life, we can have a completely different life.
可以使我们的人生满了喜乐，满了平安。
Our life can be filled with joy and peace.
满了从神来的恩典和祝福。
Full of grace and blessing from our Lord.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意拥有这样的人生吗？
Would you like this kind of life, my dear friend?
来相信耶稣，接受耶稣吗？
To come before Jesus and to believe in Him.
让你的生命从此有改变。
So that your life can once again have change.
我想问一下我们在座的朋友们。
I want to ask friends among us.
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你救主吗？
Are you willing to accept and believe in Jesus?
机会是何等的宝贵。
The opportunity is very precious.
他爱我们到一个地步。
He loved us to a point.
他寻找我们，拯救我们。
He seeks us and saves us.
要把我们从死亡的道路上救拔出来。
He wants to save us from eternal punishment.
要把我们牵到神爱子光明的国度里面。
He wants to have us enter the glorious realm of His kingdom.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
那我想像我们刚才一样，我想问一下我们在座的朋友们，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。请你把手举起来。
So among our friends who are willing to do this, please raise your hand if you want to accept.
我觉得这样的要求可能有点不尽人意。
Maybe this request is a little hard.
因为我们中国人常常比较低调。
Because among our Chinese people, we like to be low key.
特别是我们来到一个陌生的环境，来到一群陌生的人中间。
Especially when we come to a different place among strangers.
我们不喜欢被要求。
We don't like to be requested to do that.
我们不喜欢引起其他人的注意。
We don't want to attract attention from other people.
但是我今天要告诉你。
But I want to tell you today.
你不是在对的人做这些事情。
You're not doing this for people.
你是在对神做这件事情。
You're doing this for the Lord.
你是在这位创造你的神面前。
In front of our Creator,
在这位爱你的主面前说你愿意。
Before the God who loves you, you're saying you're willing.
我不知道我们当中有没有这样的朋友。
I don't know if there's a friend among us.
你愿意相信主，愿意接受主。
Who is willing to believe and accept our Lord?
如果你愿意的话，请你把手举起来。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
我们大家可以为你一起来欢喜，一起来快乐。
We can all be joyful for you and.
那我再问一次，还有吗？有没有这样的朋友？
Is there anyone?
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
如果有这样的朋友，你不好意思在众人面前举手。
If there is a friend among us, maybe you're too shy to do this in front of people.
那我可以请我们结束的时候，你可以，如果你愿意的话，可以请你留下来。
If you are willing, then please stay behind after.
教会会安排弟兄为你陪谈。
Our church will have some brothers and sisters to talk to you.
也会送你一些书。
To give you some gifts.
所以如果你愿意的话，当我们结束的时候，请你留下来。
If you are willing, then after we end our meeting today, please stay behind.
好，我们现在一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你，你顺服天父的旨意。
Thank you that you're willing to go through with God's will.
主啊，你愿意来到这个地上。
You are willing to come down to earth.
愿意寻找我们，愿意拯救我们。
To seek and to save us.
愿意担负我们一切罪的刑罚。
To take on the punishment for all our sins.
替我们死在十字架上。
To die on the cross for us.
主啊，让神的救恩可以成就在你的身上。
So that God, your salvation could be completed in us.
主啊，也让你自己成为那一条生命的道路。
So that you alone can become that way of life.
让我们这些原本是罪人的，可以因着相信你、接受你，主啊，我们可以与神和好。
So that we who are sinners, through believing and accepting you, we can become good with God.
我们可以被神称为义人。
We can be declared as righteous before God.
我们可以得到神美好的生命。
We can receive this wonderful life from God.
主啊，这一切都是你做成。
This is everything you have done for us.
主啊，我们把赞美感谢都归给你。
We give you all praise and thanksgiving.
我们也把我们在座的朋友们都交在主的手中。
We also give all our friends into your hands.
主啊，求你继续对他们说话。
Please continue to speak to them.
你继续把你自己的大爱显现给他。
Please continue to reveal your great love to them.
主啊，盼望有一天他们可以在你面前俯伏下来。
We pray that one day they can also submit before you.
可以相信你，接受你，成为你的儿女。
To believe and to accept you as their savior.
我们把一切赞美感谢都归给你。
We give all praise and thanksgiving.
听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just before, our brother Song has said,
在我们当中的朋友，如果你愿意接受主耶稣成为你的救主，
If there are friends among us who are willing to believe and accept Jesus, you can stay behind.
那我们结束之前，我们再唱一下刚刚所唱的一首诗歌《耶稣爱你》。
Let's sing one more hymn before we end.
然后我们唱完之后呢，我们请思琴继续弹这个诗歌。
After we sing this, let our pianist continue to play this hymn.
然后我们有一些的报告。
We'll have some
announcements.
Jesus, I need. 在世上。 上没有任何的逼迫患难能使我们与神的爱隔绝。你是否愿意同为神的儿女一生让耶稣爱你，在世上没有任何的困苦愁烦能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
朋友们
Friends，
你愿意吗？
Are you willing？
我相信我们刚刚弟兄所讲的是很清楚了。
I think our brother shared very clearly with us.
爱我们的神预备了救恩。
God who loves us prepared salvation for us.
是以他独生的儿子。
Through his only son.
记得那个戴德森离开港口的时候，他母亲一直追着他。
So when Hudson Taylor was leaving that dock, his mother kept chasing after him.
但神因着爱我们的缘故。
But God, because of His love for us,
他把自己的亲生的儿子差遣到我们人中间。
He sent His one and only Son among us.
不单如此。
Not only so.
他为我为你钉在十字架上面。
He was crucified on the cross for you and for me.
主耶稣断气的时候。
When Christ breathed His last breath.
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
这有一个故事。
There's a little story.
有一个牧师。
There's a pastor.
当他做牧师的时候，他还没有得救。
He wasn't saved yet when he was a pastor.
有一个晚上，他住在他的教堂那边。
He was living at his church.
他晚上有人敲他的门。
Someone knocked on his door at night.
他看了是一个一看就知道是做妓女的一个女人，在他敲他的门。
So he saw that it was a prostitute knocking on his door.
他敲他的门，跟他说：“我妈妈要进去，我妈妈要进去。”
She said, "My mom wants to go in."
Yeah, 我妈妈要进去。
My mom wants to go in.
那他那个牧师衡量了一下，发觉哇哦，如果在这样子的情况，如果别人看到我还跟一个妓女有交谈，好像不是很好。
The pastor thought to himself, if I am found having communication with this prostitute, that would not be good.
他用尽各样的方法去推辞，说太晚啦，等等等等。
He tried all kinds of methods to refuse her, saying it was too late, etc.
但那个女的继续一直要坚持，说你一定要去看我妈妈，我妈妈要进去。
So the prostitute insisted, "You have to see my mother. She wants to go in."
那最后他就陪着那个女去看她的妈妈。
So later he went with that prostitute to see her mother.
他就去到一个非常不好的地方。
He went to a very poor neighborhood.
她妈妈就在病床上面。
Her mother was on her sick bed.
快死了。
Her deathbed, almost dead.
她妈妈也是个妓女。
Her mother was also a prostitute.
他看到那个牧师的时候，他就跟他说：“我快死了，请你告诉我，我怎么可以进入神的国？”
The mother said, "I'm almost dying. How can I enter God's kingdom?"
他第一次就是我如何能够接受这个救恩。
Her meaning was, "How can I receive this salvation?"
那个牧师就说：“那 OK 啊、那主耶稣是一个完全人。”
The pastor told her, Jesus Christ is a whole person, a perfect person.
他是有道德。
Christ is someone who has morality.
是我们的模范。
He's our example.
你只要跟从他就好了。
You just have to follow him.
你记得那个时候牧师还没有得救。
Because that pastor had not yet been saved.
结果那个妈妈就，你不要跟我开玩笑了。
The mother said to him, "Don't joke with me."
我都快死了。
I'm almost dead.
请你把告诉我怎么进去的那个方法告诉我。
Please tell me the method of entering the kingdom.
那个牧师也是把同样的话告诉他。
The pastor repeated his words.
妈妈还是这样跟他说，你不要跟我开玩笑了。
The mother still told him, "Don't kid around with me. Don't joke."
牧师到最后说，我不知道。
The pastor finally said, "I don't know."
在那一刻。
At that moment,
牧师想到他七岁的时候， 他在他妈妈身边。
So the pastor finally remembered when he was 70 years old, he was by his mother's side. His mother told him,
主耶稣他为我们罪完成了救恩。
Jesus Christ has completed salvation for us.
他一切都做好了。
Everything he has done already.
他为我们的罪钉在十字架上面作为挽回祭。
So he was crucified on the cross to become that sacrifice for us.
好了，我们可以回转。
So now we can repent.
所以我们不需要做什么，因为所有要做的他已经做成了。
There's nothing we have to do. Everything has been completed already.
你只要相信。
All you have to do is believe.
只有接受主耶稣所已经做好的。
Only accept what Jesus has already completed.
他就把这个，他突然有这样子的光照，他就把这个信息告诉了那个妈妈。
The pastor finally had this revelation, and he told this to the mother.
后来那个牧师做见证说。
And then that pastor gave a testimony.
那个时候那个妓女妈妈得救了。
That prostitute's mother became saved that night.
他自己也得救了。
He himself became saved as well.
所以朋友们。
So friends.
很简单。
It's very simple.
所有要做的恩典的救恩已经为我们做成了。
All grace and salvation has been completed for us already.
你只要相信。
All you have to do is believe.
我们弟兄刚刚说。
Our brother shared before.
你如果今天接受了主耶稣成为你的救主。
If you accepted Jesus today.
接受这份救恩。
Accept the salvation.
你待会可以留下来。
You can stay behind.
特别在朋友旁边的基督徒。
Especially Christians who are beside their friends.
在我们当中的朋友，如果你愿意接受这份救恩，接受神的爱。
If you are willing to accept this gift of love.
你留下来。
You could stay behind.
我们只花一点的时间。
It's just a little time.
弟兄姊妹。 陪你一起祷告。
Brothers and sisters will pray for you together.
我们还有一些书和资料可以送给你。
We have some books and resources to give you.
我们邀请你继续来聚会。
We invite you to continue to come.
一同承受这份美好的礼物。
To accept this wonderful gift.
好，我想我已经交通结束了。
Okay.
我们有报告的时间。
We have a few announcements at the very end.
接报告之后。 你愿意的, 请你留下来。
After the announcements, if you're willing, please stay behind.
好，我们先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友或是弟兄姐妹。
First, we'd like to welcome our brothers, sisters, or friends here for the first time.
我们在这里提到你名字的话，我们可不可以请你站起来，让我们大家欢迎你，能够来到我们当中，我们能够认识你。Please
stand briefly as I mention your name now, so that we can welcome you among us.
我们首先欢迎赵晶晶女士。 好，欢迎您 ，OK， 好，谢谢 ，OK， 请坐。那下一位是杨杰女士，好的 ，OK， 好，欢迎您 ，OK， 谢谢，请坐。还有没有在这里？我没提到您名字，您是第一次来到我们当中的，可不可以请您站起来，可不可以简单的自我介绍一下？有没有
？Are there any other newcomers I missed? If so, can you stand up and briefly introduce yourself?
好，没有哈，没有哈。待会我们大家散会后，我们去爱宴的时候，我们能够彼此能够认识，彼此能够一个很好一个交通。During
lunch time, we can get to know each other more with fellowship.
我们下面有紧急事情报告。There's
a few announcements to make.
今天1:45呢，我们有侍奉聚会。1:45
this afternoon is a service meeting.
所以请弟兄姐妹，如果可能的话，我们希望你能够参加，我们一起来交通家中的事情。
If possible, let's gather together and discuss the events of this house.
也可以为家中的事情一起来祷告。As
well as praying over them.
那另外一个事情就是1月13号到15号的青年冬令这个聚会，请年轻的弟兄姐妹们，可不可以今天把这个报名表交给徐宝不在。 西巴没来是？来了是，待会交给西巴姐妹好吗
？Also for the children and young adults winter conference this year, which will take place between 13th and 15th of January, today's registration deadline. So please fill it out if you haven't already and give it to Sheba.
所以请尽快的能够，如果你可以今天填写的话，可以尽快的赶快填写。
If you haven't done it yet, please do so as soon as possible.
那另外一个是提醒我们，明年的1月27号到29号我们有特会，所以请弟兄姐妹可以安排能够参加。
Another thing is between the January 27th to 29th is a special meeting.
我们报告到这里。
That's the end of the announcement.
还是一样，刚才弟兄们在那边提到说，如果您第一就想愿意认识我们主耶稣的话，可以请你留下。
As our brother has repeatedly mentioned, if you would like to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ, remain here.
我们也希望弟兄姐妹如果可能的话，也陪陪他们，让他们能够一起能够来到这边，然后我们。不要丧失在这个很美好的这个机会。
And also, brothers and sisters, if you would like, you can remain behind and not let them miss this opportunity.
Okay, 我们就是先请弟兄姐妹朋友们可以安静的，可以我们到隔壁，我们就是去吃晚。